Over 50 years ago, when I just lost a baby through stillbirth, I went into a church feeling desperate in my grief and loss because the doctors had said I may never be able to bear another child. I knelt down and said these words, "Not my will, but thine be done." I wasn't a Christian at the time, not in the born-against sense of the word. That came some 20 or more years later. But something in me knew that there was nowhere else I could go. And that person to whom I spoke knew what was best for me. And right then I was prepared for him to take over in that, my hour of desperate need. There's a divine spark in every man, a God consciousness that draws us. John 1:6-10 tells us the same. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all might him, that through him all might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. It was the true light that gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world didn't know him. We know where we should go. The divine spark still lights everyone born into the world, but we all resist, initially and some eternally. What we don't understand most of the time is that being born again is the first step in a journey of 1,000 miles. What happens is that a lot of us stay just there, having only taken the first step, just in the kingdom, toe in the water, standing in a pinprick of light, immobile sometimes for many, many years. We're saved on one verse of scripture, John 3:16. And God would have us grow up then and on into maturity, that we might know the whole counsel of God. And we find then that the word the Bible uses is perfection. So Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. He's not saying be sinless, far from it. He's saying mature, be mature, grow up. There's a total difference. But many have given up at this point and said almost defiantly, hands on hips, nobody's perfect. And in parenthesis, so there's no point in trying. And so they've stayed babes when God wanted them to mature into an adult. It's sad that. It wouldn't describe you though, would it? Just in case it would, don't give up. Recognise that this message right here and right now is your opportunity to make 5 years growth in a year. Remember Graham's prophecy? God has promised to those who will learn to run that he will make up the years the locust ate. And if you're just coming now into more light, what have you got to lose? The only thing you need to give over is your will in the matter. Go on, you've tried it your way for years and it hasn't worked. Get on those starting blocks and begin to run. He'll make the time up for you, guaranteed.